Perek Bez, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah begins with a small introduction, which is actually a continuation of what we were discussing in the previous Perek. We're talking about Trumas Adeshen, which is the Kohen would remove the ashes from the Mizbeach every morning, and that would be the first service of the day to get the Mizbeach ready for the Karbanos of the day. So we have to understand that in general, there was a process to, you know, which Kohen serves when, right? There were a lot of Kohanim, and the year was a long year. So generally, the way it worked is that there were 24 mishmaros. We'll have that word a lot. A mishmar is a group. There were 24 groups, and every week of the year, a different group would serve. So week one is group one, week two, group two, and then, you know, the cycle would repeat, et cetera, et cetera. Each mishmar, each group, comprised of Nechalak L'Shisha Bati Avos, was comprised of six families. So the Goldberg Kohanim, the Greenberg Kohanim, et cetera, et cetera. And each day of the week, a different family would serve. And then on Shabbos, all the families of that group would serve together. So that's a general principle to keep in mind. Now, a lot of the services in the Beis HaMikdash, if not all of them, would be distributed by a Goral system, a lottery system, except for the Trumas Adeshen, that it was really first come, first serve. But later they instituted a lottery system as well, and that's what we're going to discuss right now. So let's dive straight into it. Barishona, originally, Kol Mi Shirotze L'Tromas Mizbeach, whoever, any Kohen who wanted to, from the Beis Av Shel Oso Yom, from the family that was serving for that day, right? So any Kohen of that family that wants to do the Trumas Adeshen, Torim, he can go ahead and do it. So if we're, you know, looking at an easy example, out of the 24 groups, we have group one. And it's the first week of the year. Now, group one has six families. So it's Sunday. The first family is serving. Amongst this, the first family, amidst the first family, there's, you know, 15 Kohanim. So from any of those 15 Kohanim, whoever wants to do the Trumas Adeshen, they can go ahead and do it. And even though all the avodos, all the services in the Beis HaMikdash went through a lottery system, nevertheless, there's no goral, there's no lottery for the Trumas Adeshen. And it was done at Alos HaShachar in the morning when the, you know, when the sun would come up. And what happened was, the reason why they didn't have a lottery system for the Trumas Adeshen was because they were concerned that, you know, it's very early in the morning, we're going to have to wake up the Kohanim, and they're going to have to start doing the lottery system and see who's going to get the merit to do the Trumas Adeshen. So they're not even going to want to wake up, because they have to wake up early on a suffix, on a doubt that they might win the lottery. So they said people aren't going to be, the Kohanim aren't going to be interested. Rather, they said, you know what? First come, first serve. Whoever wants to do it, will do it. And this way, there's reason, the ones that were, you know, scrupulous in their ways, they would just get up on their own volition and run ahead and do the mitzvah. So that was the thought process behind the Trumas Adeshen, and why they didn't have a lottery system, unlike all the other services that was with the lottery system. Here there wasn't, because they didn't want to wake up people on doubt that they might win the lotto and do it. So they had this idea of, you know what? First come, first serves, and this way, whoever would want to do it would do it voluntarily. Ubizman Shein Merubin, and when there were a lot of Kohanim, that, you know, if it was just one Kohen that woke up earlier to do it, he got the mitzvah. But what if there were a bunch? So Ratzin Ve'olin Bekevesh, they would all run up, they'd be like a race. They'd run up the ramp of the Mizbeach. The ramp was 32 amos long, about 64 feet. V'chala Kodem Mitzchavero Ba'arba Amos, and whoever would reach within 4 amos of the top of the ramp near the Mizbeach, Zacha, he would merit to do the Trumas Adeshen. So that's how it was initially instituted. V'imhayu Shneim Shavin. And if there were two runners that both, you know, got there within the 4 amos together at the same time. So now, you know, it's a tie. What do you do? So Hamemuna, the one that's appointed over there over the lottery system, Omer Lahem, he tells the Kahanim that are standing over there, Hitzbiyu, stick out your finger in order that I could count your fingers. Because we don't count people. So what does this mean? It means like this. We don't count people by the head, right? It makes an ein hara, it's no good. So what we'll do is we'll count your fingers, okay? So the mamuna, the appointed one, would take off. Let's just say there were, you know, giving an easy example, there were 5 Kohanim that all ran up to the top and made it, you know, at the same time. So now you take the 5 Kohanim, you put them into a circle, and you say, oh, we're going to start from this guy. We'll take off, you know, one of the Kohen's hats as a symbol that we'll start from you. And we start counting. So everyone sticks out their finger. The appointed one will pick a random number. Let's say he'll pick, you know, number 100. And then he'll start counting the fingers from the Kohen that he removed the hat from, so we know we're starting from him, and you go in a circle and you go round and round and round, and wherever the number 100 would end up by, it was that Kohen that would merit to do the Trumas Hadashen. So this is what they would do when there was a tie. Umahin, Motzin, and how many fingers would, you know, with it, how did it work? So Achas Oshtayim, the Kohen would stick out one finger or two fingers, and the truth is, whether it was one, whether it was two, they only counted it one. The reason why they say two over here is that if a Kohen couldn't, you know, stick out one finger without bending the rest of his fingers, some, you know, some people, they can't do it physically, so they could put out two fingers, it's easier for them. But it didn't really make a difference. Whether they put out one, whether they put out two, they were counted as one. They would start from the one that they took the hat off of the Kohen, and they'd go round and round until they reached that number, 100 or 200, whatever number they picked, the appointed one would pick. And then they would solve this, you know, problem of having a tie, and they'd pick a Kohen to do the Trumas Hadashen. And the Mishnah concludes, Ve'en Motzin Agudal B'Mikdash. And you don't stick out your thumb in the base of Mikdash by the lottery system. Why? Because they were afraid that people would play tricks. The Bnei Haramam, the tricksters, they would start, they would look at, you know, the one that's counting, they'd say, hey, you know, he's up to 98, and I'm number 100, I'll stick out my thumb with my pinky, and the counter won't realize that it's all coming from one hand. I think it's two hands, and then, you know, I'll win the mitzvah. Because the thumb is so far apart from the other fingers. So there's no sticking out the thumb. You know, don't try to make yourself be counted as two people. You can't stick out the thumb. You can stick out any other finger, but not the thumb. And again, regardless which finger you would stick out, it would count as one counting. And that's how they would do it initially, you know, for the Trumas Hadashen. Now, moving on to Mishnah Beis, it goes right in. It's a continuation. So, Maisa, now there was a story. There were two people that were equal that made it to the top of the ramp. And what happened? One of them pushed his friend off the ramp. He fell and he broke his leg. Since Beis Din saw that this is coming to Sakana, this is dangerous. Hitkinu, they made an enactment in Hatakana. Shelo yiyu terumah mizbeach. They're not going to make the Trumas Hadashen on the mizbeach anymore, like it was till now. Rather now, Ela b'payis. The only way, it will be done is through a lottery system, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. And no more running, no more races. And now the Mishnah goes into it. Says arba p'yesos hayusham in the Beis Hamikdash b'chol yom, every day. The services of the Beis Hamikdash would be allotted through a lottery system. And this happened every day. Four lotteries every day. Vizeh HaPayas HaRishon, and the Trumas Hadashen was the first lottery of the four lotteries. And the Gemara explains that the one that would be Zohar, the one that would win this lottery, he'd also set up the Ma'aracha. He'd bring up the pieces of wood on the Mizbeach. So not only would he clear up the ashes, he'd also put the wood on the Mizbeach. The Rambam adds, he would also bring the Machta, the pan, filled with fire from the Mizbeach. They would transfer fire to the Mizbeach Achiton. They would transfer fire in a pan from the outer Mizbeach to the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, to burn on it the Ketoreh. So he'd also do this. So the one that would win the lottery, he'd do three things. He'd remove the ashes from the Mizbeach. He would put wood, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, two types of pieces of wood on the Mizbeach for firewood. And according to the Rambam, he'd also bring a pan of fire from the outer Mizbeach to the inner Mizbeach to burn the Ketoreh on it. So this was the first lottery that they would do every day, and this is what the person would merit to do. And as we go on with the next Mishnayos, we'll see what the other three lotteries were, tallying up the four total that they would do every day of the Beis HaMikdash to distribute the various services of the Beis HaMikdash to the Kohanim that we're serving. So that wraps up our Mishnayos for today, and that wraps up Mishnah Beis.